AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Primary elections took place in 6 states yesterday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports many eyes were on a Kentucky House race.
I have called and conceded the race.
Republican Congressman Thomas Massey has criticized the Iran war, pushed for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files, and voted against President Trump's big tax bill last year, repeatedly drawing comments like this Tuesday.
Thomas Massey's a terrible congressman. He's been a terrible congressman from day one.
And a Trump-backed primary challenger, Ed Gallerine.
I want to thank President Trump for his support, his endorsement, and his counsel.
Massey, the latest Republican lawmaker to lose after being declared disloyal by the president. Still, he says he was buoyed by the support of young voters.
We stirred up something. There is a yearning in this country for somebody who will vote for principles over party.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Primaries also took place in Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. In California, authorities in San Diego say the 2 teens who attacked a mosque and killed 3 people were radicalized online. Investigators say the pair met online and shared white supremacist views. Police say the 2 teens took their own lives after the shooting. More than 17,000 people are under evacuation orders in Ventura County, California, northwest of Los Angeles. The Sandy Fire has burned more than 2 square miles of dry brush since it broke out on Monday. In sports, Jason Kidd is out as coach of the Dallas Mavericks after 5 seasons and 2 weeks after the club hired former Toronto Raptors executive Masai Ujiri as team president and governor. This is AP News. The Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo has been declared a public health emergency, requiring international response. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is concerned about the rapid spread of the rare Bunde Bugyo virus.
There are more than 500 suspected cases and 130 suspected deaths.
The virus has spread to urban areas, raising fears of further spread and deaths in Congo. The WHO's Dr. Anne Ancia says the Ervebo vaccine used against a different type of Ebola was among those considered for possible use.
What I know from WHO, it would take 2 months for it to be available. But we hope, because I don't think that in 2 months we will be done with this outbreak.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.